Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Another episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. We are your host. We didn't even introduce ourselves last time.
How no, we didn't.
Fucking arrogant of us that we just assume that everyone knows who we are. I am your host,
we don't
Jody
know
Sweeten.
Who we are.
And
I am
you
Celia
are.
Behar.
Yay!
Hey, here we are. Woohoo!
Yeah, I just really well. That was also our first show back, season two. That wasn't a live show.
Yeah. It's weird to be back. I mean, it's great. I've missed doing it for sure. And you all have been nonstop emailing us and asking us when we're coming back, which is so nice.
No,
we
really do have kind of the best fans.
Yeah.
They made a birthday video for me.
Did you love that?
Oh my
Ellie.
God.
That's Ellie.
Yes, mm-hmm. Ellie made a birthday video for me with I told Mescal about it. I said, I got a birthday video. Mm-hmm. From fans.
All over the world.
Mm-hmm. Like, there was a video from you, mm-hmm. a video from our really good friend Jody, fans from Australia, fans from Ireland, fans
Brazil.
From Brazil, like, all
Germany,
over the world.
Germany,
like, all wishing me a happy birthday. And that just, if you guys are listening, which, I'm sure those little Never Nationers are, like, that meant the world to me, and it made me feel very good. So I'm proud to be here.
And that account does that, that's Ellie. Gemma helped as well, but Ellie runs Never Nationers.
Yes.
And she's a doll. And also, Ellie, thank you for our gifts. She sent us sloth
Yes, the little
pictures.
Sloth drawings of,
that she drew. As
very
and
cute.
Each
friend.
One of us is named, you know, it's like me and Harper and Lulu, and then you have you and B and Enzo. We're each a sloth, which is like, and it's so cute, and framed them and sent them.
It's really
from
very
the UK.
Cute. We have some pretty awesome fans, but I just wanted to acknowledge that because we get to do season two because you guys actually don't hate listening to us apparently, which is shocking.
Which is
great. Like anyone
a lot
else
of the time
been in a relationship with us this long, it's been like. Please stop talking.
Yeah. Usually I'm dumped by now.
Right. Well, even Mescal was here and you and I, we were like, my boyfriend was here visiting
funny.
And we were trying to like have a conversation, but we were trying to do it quickly and efficiently so as not to
bother,
you know, to overly like girl out. With,
right.
Yeah. Cause we were like,
with the dude there.
So I shouted like Shakira. And so
again,
it's just going to be, that's my running gag.
Okay.
But he was like, he literally pushed us to the couch and was like, why don't you two ladies go sit down and talk? And
I'm going to have lady time.
Lady time. That's right.
You
guys have lady time.
And we were both like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yes. He's like awesome. All right. So I want to read you something that Harper did to me the other day. Oh, here. This is what it was. You're probably going to get this way before I did. I didn't get it at all.
I have to get it because
well,
I just have
so
to be
part
right.
of the thing I thought we should, yeah, you're going to get it. But it's part of the thing I wanted to talk about is just like the fact that I feel like I'm aging. I'm just not
so
cool.
Old and I'm so not
Yeah,
cool.
I'm just like aging out of cool. And my kid is clearly like cool and surpassing me. And I now have to like lean on her
Zoe's
to be like, what's
way,
up?
And I've always said that Zoe's way cooler than I am.
Yeah, Harper's way cooler than me. And she's gotten to be like really funny too.
Yeah.
And sometimes she's like out funnies me and I'm like, fuck you.
Like, we've done well. Like, we have passed on the funny and the sarcasm to our kids.
Yeah, and I know that she totally talked about me behind my back now too, where she's probably like, oh my God, my mom is so lame. And I'm kind of like,
I'm fine. I really am.
All right, so she was at her dad's house and it was one of their weekends with him. And she texts me and it's and she just says, last night I had the strangest dream. And I write back and I say, oh, what? And she said, I sailed away to China. And I wrote back, alone? And she writes back, in a little rowboat to find you. And I said,
wait,
don't say it. And I go, oh,
I know what this is.
Yes. So I go, wait, why was I in China? And then I skip a line. And she said, when I wrote this back to her, she was like, oh, mom, don't get sentimental. So I wrote back and I said, and you won't ever have to try and find me.
You're missing the joke.
I know. So she goes, and I said, not if I could help it. And she goes, and you said you had to get your laundry cleaned. And my response was, I had to do my laundry in China. Why? Jody's is so much closer. And she goes, didn't want no one to hold you. What does that mean? And then I just call her and we both just look at each other. Like I FaceTime her. Right. We both just go, nobody's going to break my stride. Nobody's going to slow me. It took me that long.
Oh no.
Yep. That's how long it was. She was just literally writing me the lyrics of that.
I didn't get that. I thought it was the Phil Collins song that I'm going to hold you like China.
No, it's.
Oh, this is see?
See? Last night I had the strangest dream. That's what it is. Remember that song?
No.
I sailed away to China in a little rowboat to find you. That's what it was. She was just sending me the lyrics to a stupid 80s song.
See, I don't know
that.
It
took me, oh my God. It took me that long.
Oh,
but then
I know that.
What does that mean? Yeah. And then
that I wasn't where I was going with.
Dude, I'm like being all nice to her. Oh, I'll never leave you.
No, I knew that she wasn't being nice to you because I assumed that. But I did think
you
that
it was my, the whole Hold Your Vagina song.
The Hold Your Vagina. I thought it was the Phil Collins Hold Your Vagina song.
That a lyric I would know. Those I know.
That was
I
my
know that.
First thought when Harper texted you anything about China was
I Phil honestly Collins. Was like, this is so sweet. She's telling me she had a dream about me, and like I thought we were bonding. So I was like, I
have done that
be
before,
there
though.
For
right.
you.
And then I get a picture of like some weird SpongeBob in return. Yeah. I'm like, oh, never mind.
I mean, when we FaceTime, we just started laughing. She's like, Mom, it took you so long to get there. And I was like, I know. And
well,
she was
you
like,
can tell her that I double fucked the joke because I thought I had it and was so like, oh my God, Celia, I can't believe you didn't even know it.
And it wasn't even that.
And it wasn't even that.
Uh-huh. Meanwhile, I had to buy that song, by the way, because it was stuck
in
my
head. I hate that song.
So do I, but it was stuck in my head so bad. And I thought that
Meant at Work. Can't you just listen to it on Apple iTunes so you had to buy it?
No, I just had to buy it. And I thought it was Meant at Work, by the way.
You are throwing around money so
it was $1.29. Even my Jewishness can spend $1.29 to get an earworm out of my head. I thought it was Meant at Work. I also have to say, it was not. It's not Meant at Work. It's some one-hit wonder I'd never heard of, Nick, I still don't know who the fuck it is.
Nolte.
It was Nick Nolte. Yes. With
Jonas.
With a bag. Oh my God. The new Jonas Brother video I've been subjected to 9,000 times. Kids sent it to you yet?
No, they don't really listen to the Jonas
Neither
Brothers.
Do mine, but apparently
Zoe
the video
is
worth it.
Zoe listens to like Tyler, the Creator and like hip hop and all that. And I'm like,
yeah, my kids usually do too.
I heard her listening to it and I was like, what do you, is that... Can you turn that down a little bit? And then I just thought about all the times as a kid, me blasting my music in my room. And I know the whole house
was shaking,
subjected to the shit I was listening to. And my poor parents.
I lean on
rarely ever
now.
Came to be like, can you turn that down?
Oh, my mom. You
I think
what?
My mom was just so happy I was in my room and probably not being an asshole to her that she was like, I don't care.
Hold
she,
on.
You know, it's drowning you out.
My mom banned Sinead O'Connor from my life when I was in high school because I used to like to listen to Lion and the Cobra, which is, you know, pretty weird and depressing because it's Sinead O'Connor, but it's awesome.
I never really, to be honest, I don't know that I've ever listened to anything by Sinead O'Connor other than the Prince song. That she
Oh, really? You'd recognize her things. She's great. I mean, she's, you know, whatever. She was depressing, sure. And I used to sit in my room.
Yeah, give me depressing, I'm all about.
Right. So I would sit in my room, you know, being all, wasn't emo then,
writing
being all
poetry
goth,
and sitting
and have my candles lit and my incense. And my mom decided that
I still do that, by the way.
I was going to kill myself that way. And so she took away my I don't know how I was going to kill myself with candles and incense. I guess I was like going to like stab my arm with the incense or something. So she took away all my candles and my incense and then took away my Sinead O'Connor tape and told me that I was not allowed to listen to Sinead O'Connor anymore because I was clearly suicidal and going to kill myself because of Sinead O'Connor. No shit. That
I happened. Wondered where she was going to go. I was like, was it the Catholic thing? But I don't see like that being a thing. Is that your mom would be super?
Full on banned her from my life. Was like, you're not allowed to listen
Did
to her anymore.
Did she not realize that there's other equally, if not more depressing music out there?
I think she learned that as I slowly went toward like Morrissey and The Cure.
Right, I was going to say, yeah, some Morrissey, yeah.
But she never would give me back the candles or the incense. I really don't know what, like, mom, if you're listening, like, honestly.
Burn the whole house down.
Just send me some random email if you listen to this, mom, and tell me why the incense. Like, I don't usually ask you.
You're going to get an email?
I would like to know.
I think that's our new strategy, is now from afar, we need to just start asking Bonnie questions.
Yeah.
Be like, look, if you're listening, Bon Bon,
please.
Can you email us?
I just want to know, what was I going to do with the incense? Set my body on fire with, like, kill myself with patchouli? Like, what? Suffocate? I don't understand.
Why is that? Like you can smoke incense.
Oh, I tried once, though.
Yeah, haven't we all? Okay. Probably no. Actually, probably not. Haven't we all? Probably most of us have not. And the two of us sitting here have been like,
we 100% tried to smoke incense before. Yeah.
Well, just like inhale. Like,
like, what would it do?
Oh, God. That's just an inhaling of non-jumpa.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was, I don't know. I don't know what the issue was with Sinead O'Connor, but no joke. I was not allowed to have that tape back ever. And I remember where she used to hide it in this shelf in the kitchen. And I'd have to get up on like the step stool to get it. And she'd like think I didn't get it. And when she wasn't home, I would go and get my phone. And by the way, I was like 15. And she was fucking doing that. And I'd get it and like steal
I will
it.
Listen to depressing music
Fuck
if
you,
I want
it's
to.
Mine. I'll listen to it in my car. Like at 16, then I'm listening to everything in my car. Yeah.
So. Well, Zoe just went to her first middle school dance.
Oh, I know. You got to tell me about it. We touched on this, but we didn't talk about it.
It was actually really great. She loved it. She had so much fun.
But there was a fight? Wasn't there a drama?
Fight. Like, really? There's always something.
Did they rumble? Did they do
I don't know.
Like West Side Story?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't dance.
Weird.
They may have fought, but I don't know that they broke
didn't dance. Fight?
No,
man.
It was not the Sharks and the Jets, unfortunately.
Oh boy, sorry.
Nigh a Puerto Rican to be found.
You know what? There's not many in that movie either, so that's fair.
Good point.
It's fair.
So
that's gonna get cut out.
Probably.
Yep.
It's fine.
Yes, there was a fight. You don't know why. Why was the drama?
So, we'll back up a little bit. So it was, she's on, you know, her school, like ASB or whatever. So she was helping plan the dance. So she was very excited about that. And, you know, brought some of the snacks and everything. And technically it was supposed to be her weekend with her dad. But her dad was like, she really would, you know, like a night with you or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, great. I thought.
That's so sweet.
It was actually really nice. And I think, honestly, I think her dad was smart enough to realize like that probably I was the slightly less paranoid parent to take her to the dance. Yeah.
Well, that's something you do want to do with your mom. You want to get
exactly.
ready.
Exactly. I think with your mom, it's your, But she wanted to go shopping and we had, they had come back on Wednesday and we had plans on Wednesday with some family and then Thursday, you know, she had soccer, all the stuff. So I was like, well, we'll have to go shopping between like school Friday and after school. And so she was like, okay, I need to get something to wear. It's like, okay, great. Shopping with a middle schooler.
Oh, God.
So also, I picked her up and she was like, hey, my friend wants to come shopping with us, you know, and she wants to come get ready at the end. And I was like, okay. Like, yeah, I realized in that moment that it was like, it was no longer about, let me hang out and have fun with just mom. Mm-hmm. It was, mom is just
trailing along behind us.
Right.
Yep.
And is the, you know, person who's just kind of driving us.
We're
and
not
paying
cool
things.
Anymore.
I haven't been cool for a very long time.
Me too.
And I keep trying to tell her that is not, that I was like, I was super cool for a while. And she's like, yeah, no, you weren't. And I'm like, I'm like, all
see,
right.
See, I can't even say that because I looked like Mike from Stranger Things, as we all know. So I was never.
That's
fucking
true. You were
cool.
Never. Yeah, you could never say that. No. But I don't even know that it's true that I was cool, but I thought I was. I knew I was at least cooler than I am now.
Yeah.
I knew I would not leave the house in my pajamas as often as I do now. And now I feel like Karl Lagerfeld said, I have given up on life.
Yeah. All right.
it's fine. Sweatpants mean you've given up on life. And
yes. Yeah, so I remember. Yeah. No.
So anyway. We go to the mall and it's her and her little friend and all stuff, but if any other parents out there have the experience of trying to go shopping with a middle schooler, it was the most, it was really frustrating. Like, by the end, I was like, look.
Why? What was
with your eyeballs? We went to all these stores. No, granted, it was a semi-formal, so she needed something.
She looked so
a little
cute.
Bit, like, cuter, fancier, whatever. Mm. But here's the problem, and I find this a lot with middle schoolers, is one, now stores don't have juniors departments. Yeah. I went to Macy's, and I was like, where's your juniors? They said, we don't have a juniors department anymore. I was like, what?
Yeah, no, they don't.
So what happens?
They just have to dress like an adult. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very disconcerting.
So I was like, what the okay? Because I was like, there's, like, kid stuff up to like 12. And she actually saw a dress that she really liked in there that she wanted to try on, but it wasn't, it was like a, you know, a kid size, and they didn't, it just wasn't big enough.
Right.
Cause she's adult size. Right. She's my height. You know, she's adult size.
Right. So it's hard.
Mm-hmm. And so little kid stuff doesn't fit her.
Right.
And adult stuff is cut in ways that are not, like, there were a bunch of dresses that she went to try on and they were fine everywhere, except they would do like a little V in the front.
Yeah.
Had it been just straight across the top, that would have been fine. But it, the little V cut down in the front was meant for like adult, more like cleavage, whatever.
Right.
And it just didn't look right.
Right.
Or the back was completely low and cut out or whatever. And so, you know, and what was interesting was is some of the kids' dresses were like that, where it was like a lower back or a lacy back, which is one thing when you're a kid.
Right.
Is a whole other thing when you're an adult.
Yep.
Fine. But there's that weird no man's land of middle school where you're like, well, I can't send them in this dress without a bra.
Right.
But that's kind of what they need to do. But there, and I was like, well, can you wear, because it was, you know, completely covered in the back. And then the back was like a lace panel. I said, well, can you not wear that? She was like, no, absolutely not. I was like, yeah, you're right. You can't do that. Even though it was completely thick and whatever. But shopping for middle schoolers is impossible now.
Yeah.
Because
everything's cropped also.
Everything is cropped. Everything is low cut. Everything. And if there's no juniors department, there isn't that transition.
No, it's just fucking Forever 21, which makes me want to kill myself.
No. Well, and also they don't have like semi-formally stuff.
Nope.
So all of the dress, there's no fucking dresses for middle schoolers.
Nope.
Companies, help us
please.
Out. Please.
Make something.
I'm begging. I'm not even kidding. I didn't realize that this was such a problem.
There used to be like a BCBG girls, I want to say.
Yes.
That's
none
not,
of that exists anymore.
I know. Betsy
none
Johnson
of it exists
girls
anymore.
Betsy John.
All of that is gone.
Yeah.
So anything that was cute and a little more like transitional, a little more adult than the kids section, but not as adult as the adult section. Like, there's none of that. Companies, where you at? Hit us up.
Help.
Let us know, because we have middle school girls
advertise on
that
our
are
show.
Tall. That yeah, whatever. Please. Like, please help us out, because it's frustrating.
It is,
and I watched Zoe be so disheartened by it.
Yeah.
Because I watched her pick out things that were super cute, but I was like, oh, but this makes it not appropriate. Or once she would put it on her body, she was very self-conscious about how it fit, or that it was big, you know, in like the top half, because it's cut for a fucking adult and not a middle school girl.
Yeah.
So, like, that was exasperating in and of itself.
Yeah, Harper's gone through the same thing with the body issues also that brings out.
Oh,
it's
so sad. It was so sad. And I was like, this is frustrating. But before we even got there, we went to about 6 different stores.
Oh, God.
And she wouldn't actually shop.
Huh?
We would walk into a store, and I'm immediately like, hit. Now, mind you, again, going through anxiety, depression issues, all of this kind of stuff, the mall is not where I love to be.
God, no.
Because it's just people-y. And white lights and I knew it
pumpkin
was gonna be
smell and all that
and I just knew it was gonna be. I'm also very tempted by the Wetzel's pretzels and I can't say no.
Oh my God, of course.
So I knew it was gonna be a challenge anyway, because I also knew that, you know, finding a dress that maybe we both agreed on was gonna be hard. I had no idea it would be this hard.
Right.
Every store we walked into, she'd literally like walk, not go up to a rack, nothing. We just kind of look around, be bullshitting with her friend, and then be like, oh, there's nothing here. Now, that may have been true in the first couple stores. We were on store 5.
Oh my God.
When I finally went, why am I looking harder than you are? Why are my eyeballs and my hands going through the racks, looking, pulling out dresses to see if you'd like them with like no real, oh yeah, I like that or that. And then I also learned if I say I like it, That's an immediate fucking kiss of
death. She doesn't like it.
Kiss of death. Oh,
God damn it.
I'm like,
oh,
this is really cute. And she's like, that's like so not cool, Mom. And I was like.
What was it? Like overalls? I mean,
no. It was like a cute, like, there was one that was like a cute sequined little dress. And again, like, I also know Zoe and I have very different style. It's sort of
did
like
you
me
just
and my
start
mom.
Being like, that's really ugly. I don't want you to get that.
No,
and then she
no,
would get
because
it,
because that also would be like, oh, there's nothing in here. Like the second I said I don't like something, there was nothing there.
Oh, Jesus.
So I couldn't win, really, in taking a girl middle school shopping for a dress. So anyway, we finally by the fifth store and like, I think I texted my mom too. I was like, I'm going to kill her. I don't care. And I finally turned around and I said, guess what? We've been to 5 stores. I love you. We went to Bloomingdale's, H&M, Forever 21, Macy's, fucking BCBG. We went everywhere. Yeah. Francesca's, like all these places. Walked in all of them and I finally lost it in the fifth store. And I said, if you don't at least look at one of the dresses and pretend that you are actually shopping to put something on your body, you will wear whatever is in your closet tonight.
Ooh.
And she was
like,
oh. I told her too, I had some dresses and stuff. Like I have a couple cute little dresses that would have been appropriate for her that are like, you know, black kind of like long sleeve, you know, little cute fitted turtleneck.
Yeah, but
dress,
they're
whatever.
Yours. So nuh-uh.
Exactly. She's like, you don't have anything good in your closet. I was like,
oh, damn.
I was like, well, it looks like you aren't borrowing my belts anymore and my little, you know, Gucci
your bags,
shoes.
Yeah.
None for you. If it's so not cool, guess that you're not borrowing it anymore.
I'll borrow it. Right. I love your closet.
No. It's cool. It's not cool. It's shit. All of my stuff is shit. Oh, well. My taste is shit. Everything is shit. It's just everything is shit. So I realized that.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, she found a dress she liked and it was really cute. But then we had to get a jacket to go over it because, again, it was an adult dress. So the front was fine. The back had like a lacy sheer panel in it. And I was like, first of all, you can't take that off at school. So then I had to find her like a cute jacket, but a jacket that I knew she would keep on for the night.
Right.
Because it couldn't be too heavy that she'd take it off because then I knew she'd get dress coded or feel inappropriate, whatever. Shopping for a middle school outfit, dress, was awful. And I don't want to do it again.
I don't blame you. The dress coding thing really pisses me off. Can I say that? Makes me angry.
Me too.
Harper and I talk about it sometimes.
I get dressing appropriately.
Yeah.
But there's some things where I'm like, really?
Well, here's the thing. Why are you drawing it? They can't wear fucking leggings in Harper school that don't go past their, like they have to have a shirt that goes basically almost to their knees.
Right.
Or they can't wear fucking leggings. Why not? Like that's, you're just pointing it out and sexualizing something that's not even fucking sexual. They can't have on ripped jeans in any way whatsoever. All right, I get it. Some of the ripped jeans now go like all the way up your butt.
Right.
But if you even have a ripped jean, like, you know, and by the way, that's just for girls. The boys actually can wear ripped jeans.
Yes.
Fuck you. And then they can't have spaghetti strap tank tops.
Oh,
why not?
I've had this moment at school before where I've been like, we're going to rage against
me too.
No, we're not.
No,
we're not.
Because
you know what? I'm
going
to wind up having to bring you clothes and I don't want to do that. So just wear what's appropriate.
Oh, I've said, Harper's like, can't you start something at school? I'm like, yes. And then I get home and I'm like, see, the problem is though, I don't want to. Like, I'm very busy and lazy and I don't really want to
get
involved.
And also I'm like, it's not.
Well, and she's in eighth grade. So now I'm constantly like, this is it. Like you're almost out of here. You go to high school next year.
Yeah.
Fucking suck it
same
up.
Same thing.
But
no,
God
same thing for high
it.
School. No spaghetti straps, no ripped jeans. All that. Yeah.
But
the same.
But it's not the same for boys as it is for girls. And it really, really makes me mad. Like, I don't understand why it's fine for boys to wear
spaghetti straps.
Well, they should, because what man doesn't want to wear spaghetti straps? So it's very frustrating to me that that's like a whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And it sucks because I think fashion, listen, I want them to be appropriate, but I also think fashion is such a great way to express who you are.
Absolutely.
And like now they also
Zoe
just dress the same because they have to.
Right. Well, and she goes to a private school, so she can't wear a black sweatshirt, even if it doesn't have anything on it. It has to be navy blue, green, white.
Wow.
That, you know, stuff like that. So there's, I mean, there, and I get it. Again, I think in some ways, uniforms I actually love.
Yeah, because you don't have to think
really
about it.
It really levels the playing field. Like, it's a skirt, it's pants, it's a white or a green shirt or navy, and we're calling it a fucking day.
Yes, I agree.
Fridays are a mess, because Friday's free dress. And we get into it thank God it's not every day. But every single Friday, she comes out in something, and I'm like, no, we can't wear that. No. First of all, I think that skirt needs to go to the Goodwill, because
The Goodwill.
Huh?
The Goodwill. Just Goodwill. You just say This skirt needs to go to Goodwill.
Can I tell my story?
Not the Goodwill.
Tell my fucking story? Anyway.
You are so old.
Oh my God.
Like the perfect example.
Oh, man.
I have to take something to the Goodwill. Not Goodwill. Everyone knows it's Goodwill. You had to.
You know what?
It's title.
That's what my family's always called it, okay? I'm gonna blame Sam. Mm-hmm. That's what
okay,
it is.
Okay, Sam. Well,
taking things to the
Goodwill. And how old's your dad?
85.
Well,
okay,
there we
anyway. And you know what? He is a smart, smart man.
I know that. Tell you.
Should have listened to him 38 years ago.
Tell you to piss up a stump.
Exactly. So brilliant. Piss up a stump. So, but the skirts and the, I'm like, you can't wear, even if you weren't going to school, no. Because right. Again, Zoe is, and I think a lot of middle school girls have this thing of, they're tall, they're, you know, again, their bodies are
changing,
growing and changing
yeah,
and doing
yeah.
all things. And I'm like, that skirt does not, it, and it's not that you are doing anything appropriate. It's just, it's not, you just can't wear it. And I'm so torn because I too am very much like, you know, rage against the machine.
Yeah.
Like, fuck the dress codes, fuck all this stuff. And then I'm like, ah. Oh.
Jody, I have a confession to make.
Ooh, is it good?
I mean, it depends on what you think is good. I didn't shower today, but you
really?
Can't tell.
Mm-hmm. No, I cannot.
I just put on a lot of Native deodorant.
I'm impressed.
I am too, with Native deodorant. I love it that much. Do you want to know why?
Absolutely.
Because it's safe. It is always formulated without aluminum, parabens, or talc. It's also vegan and never tested on animals. Which I love.
Even better.
It's got ingredients that you've always heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. You wear deodorant every day, so shouldn't you understand the ingredients list?
Most definitely.
Agreed. And as you can tell, because I did not shower, it works. Yep.
Well, I will say that I, too, enjoy my Native deodorant. So.
And because it keeps you smelling and
right.
feeling fresh all
and you know
day
what?
Long, right?
You enjoy my Native deodorant, because if I weren't wearing it,
have you also not showered?
Well, I have today.
Well, so I have not, but, you know, like I said, you can't tell. I mean, I'm wafting my armpit at you. Can you tell anything at all?
Nope.
Well, there you go. It's because it's got amazing scents. Over 10 scents, including their classics and their rotating seasonal ones. And everything is amazing. You've got coconut and vanilla, which is the most popular. Lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, eucalyptus and mint. I have on the coconut and vanilla right now. It is so good. And there's something for everybody. Comes in a wide variety of options for men and women and teens. Both my kids use it. No risk to try. If you order it and you don't like it, then, you know, 30 days, free returns and exchanges in the U.S.,
and they have other stuff too, right? They're re-releasing like a toothpaste.
That
They've
is
got
right.
body wash.
I was just going to yeah. say that. They're super excited. They're going to relaunch their toothpaste line. They've got two minty flavors in that, which I cannot wait to try. Whitening wild mint and peppermint oil. And then a detoxing charcoal with mint. All fluoride-free.
For those whitening for your teeth.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's, you know, all of the Native stuff has been so good so far. I mm-hmm. really can't wait. I hope everybody wants to try it. And if you do want to try it, for our listeners, for 20% off of your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code SAYTHIS during checkout. Again, for 20% off of your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code SAYTHIS during checkout. We were making fun of Harper on New Year's Eve because that also like this, the whole like style of like jacking your pants up to your tits with like something tucked
I don't get
in
that. Right.
and a belt. And I was like, what? I was like, I
but
call
you know
her
what
Poindexter.
Though? No, but you know what though? Let it happen because kids these days. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Kids are way cooler than we were. They've got makeup tutorials. They got hair tutorials, all this kind of stuff. They're not getting the full experience of like complete awkwardness that we had in
yeah.
photos. So I feel like just let her wear those outfits a little bit and take pictures.
But it's
and
so
then
hard because she's like so, you know, into, and then she'll come in and show me an outfit and I'm like, that looks really bad. Like, I just
here's the thing.
Look
I don't care if it looks bad as long as, like, I'm like, you want to wear some shit with your pants hiked up to your belly button and like a shirt that doesn't, and what? Cool. You want to wear that? I don't care if it matches. I'll never forget this. Zoe, one time in preschool, said to me, she had on horizontal stripes and vertical stripes.
Sweet.
And I was like,
you're going to make someone throw up later.
I said, that's a lot of stripes. And I didn't say it looked bad. I just said, that's a lot of stripes. Are you really sure you want to wear that? Like, I don't know if it matches. She just looks at me. She goes, Mom, mind you, she was 4 and a half. Mom, it's not about what matches. It's about making yourself feel good. That's what matters.
Damn.
And I was like, you're absolutely right. Wear all the fucking stripes you want. Like, go for
true.
It. And that's the thing is I just wish there were more options for middle school girls for clothes to wear that make them feel good about themselves that aren't Justice. Because even B is like, she loves Justice.
I won't go in Justice.
But she doesn't like it anymore just because everything says it across the thing. And they're getting to that age, fourth, fifth, mm-hmm. you know, middle school where they're like, I don't want to wear everything that says something on it. Like B is now like
Justice only- is also anti-cannabis, so I have a real big issue with them. They can go fuck themselves. How's that?
Well, I like Justice. I think like their clothes for kids and stuff for B for a long time had stuff in them that they could find that was a little more cute and funky and mature and whatever. But even B now is like, I kind of want something that's not as like, you know, quote unquote, kitty, baby, babyish is baby-ish. The thing. Mm-hmm. It's babyish. Okay, I get that. But there is like a no man's land between Justice and like the kids section and fucking, you know, Free People or whatever it is at Macy's for kids. And I love
People so much.
I do too. Just I love to say that. No, and that, but that's the thing is like I love that stuff.
That's all
and
I
think it's super cute, but it's not middle school appropriate.
Well, Brandy Melville was like,
oh my
like,
god, I hear so much about Brandy Melville.
That's actually the sweater I'm wearing today. Yeah. But
that's all Zoe wants is Brandy Melville. Yeah. Well, that was where she wanted to go shopping for the dance, and I was like, first of all, there's only one store nearby, so and it's at the Grove, and we were not doing that.
Oh god,
because we just didn't have the time.
Yeah,
and I was like, and secondly. Judging from what I've seen of Brandy Melville, I don't feel like you're going to find a semi-formal dress there.
No.
It's mostly jeans, sweatshirts, t-shirts.
Yeah.
And I love the Billie Eilish style that she's – I'm so all about that. I'm like, great. Right. You want to wear baggy t-shirts and sweatbands and whatever and be comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. But I just am so disappointed for middle school girls. I remember – do you remember what was that store? Not – was it 579 or something?
I worked at – we've talked about this, but I worked at Signal. Was what it was called.
Oh, yeah. There's still a
Signal.
Yeah, there's still a Signal.
Yeah, I worked there in my teen years.
It's Signal.
It's Signal. I worked there in my teen years, like all through school, because I'd get discounts on clothing, so I loved it. And I, you know, it is sad that doesn't really
there's
seem
just
to
such
exist
a, and
anymore.
I think for girls,
Anthropology
especially at that
and
age,
Urban Outfitters, I guess, has some stuff, but not semi-formal stuff.
Yeah.
They just don't. It's weird. You know, my friends.
I'm always so puzzled by that because I'm like, that seems like such a market.
But it must have been that it wasn't. And that's what it has to have been, right?
I don't know. You know what it is? It's a minefield, too.
Yeah, it is.
Taking your kids shopping.
Yeah.
I'm just constantly stepping in it. Because I go out with people who don't want to shop, really. When I went out shopping with my mom, I was like, ooh, let me look at every rack and look at all the shit.
Right.
My kids, like, walk into a store and they're like, I don't see anything. I'm like, you didn't even look at the clothes.
Yeah.
Looking
here
at the fucking accessories. They're looking at earrings. And I'm like, guys wanted to come shop? Fine.
Yeah.
Just, you get no clothes.
You can
no
go clothes. Naked with earrings.
Right.
You won't get dress coded for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's no, that'll fine. Be fine. That's be totally great.
Yeah, no big deal.
But yeah, I never realized... Shopping.
This is your endeavor. You've never.
I never thought I'd have to like force shopping upon my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's. But again, that's not true. I like. They
well,
like
she wanted
shopping
to go to for the experience. She just didn't want to do the actual shopping. Like,
right.
But that's part of I think the whole middle school attitude too. It's just to be like, you know,
it's
like that's what it is. Oh, I mean, how many times have we said that? I'm like, I'm not going to make
middle,
it through
I'm not
teen
making
years.
It through 8th grade.
I'm not going to make it through 15 years. I'm telling you right now, Nadine is going to take over my whole head. I'm going to be unbelievably gray and the biggest, like, uncool loser there is because I can't even keep up with half of this shit anymore.
I will say, though, you know, the middle school dance went off really well.
I'm
she
very
had
glad.
So much fun. And it was, you know, this was kind of the first time of, like, parent drop-off, nighttime dance, get dressed up, go do your thing with your friends. I mean, obviously, there's chaperones and all that stuff there. But it was, like, for both of us, I was like, oh, it's my, yeah, okay. okay.
Yeah.
You know, have fun. Go with your friend. And like, and now it's, you know, they both ride in the back seat, her and her little friend. It used, you know, sometimes it was like, oh, somebody's in the front. So, no, they
you
know, just.
They don't want to talk to you at all.
And I remember that being you're like all of a sudden when that changed from middle school to where you're like, I don't want to sit in the front with you because you're really just here because I can't drive.
Yep. Yep. You're a chauffeur.
I'm a chauffeur.
You know, it's
and I'm
but
fine
it's okay.
With that.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm fine with it. We listen to music. They talk in the car. Yep. I'm like, you need to know that I'm here, but you don't need me in all of your business.
Yeah,
some of it, but not all of it.
Right.
But yeah, she came back and got in the car, and it was like,
yeah. So what was the flight?
Like, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
What was it?
Two boys got into it.
Oh, it was like an altercation.
It was, yeah, two boys got into it. One said, I don't know. There's just been some drama. It's middle school. It doesn't matter what it is. It's nothing. It's something. It's middle school.
Yeah. 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 I, you know, it's so my friends from Portland, you know, came in. The mm-hmm. Hoyles came in, Lori and David and their kids, Chloe and Ryder. And seeing it was great because the four kids get along so well because they're very close in age. I think Chloe is 14 and Ryder is 11, I think. Uh-huh. Sorry if I'm wrong, Ryder. And, you know, Lulu's 8. But, like, we were worried, oh, the girls are just going to leave Ryder out. But, no, the four of them just sort of, like, took off. But together, and we were letting them, we let them go around on in mm-hmm. the boardwalk in Santa Monica and all that stuff. But just the way that all of a sudden, because Chloe and Harper have been around each other, you know, a few times,
right.
but not this much time together, but the way that like just the middle school mind meld happened within right. like 10 seconds
yeah.
of seeing each other,
oh,
where
yeah.
I'm like, bink, and then it was like, eh. And they had this whole, like, Chloe has this whole like voice that she'll like do, which is hilarious. And she uh-huh. just drops real low and she'll be like, yo, check it. Like,
right.
So the two of them were just walking around doing all this. They came back from dinner. We went to dinner after Universal. And also just the way they were dressed, like Harper picking out her outfit to like
there's
make
something
sure.
I gotta say, like, you know, I know we bitch about middle school all the time that it's gonna kill us right. and all this stuff, but there's something kind of fun in watching this
it's
happen.
True.
Like, it was texting my mom and being like, oh, she just wants to hang out with her friend now, or whatever. But at the same time, I wasn't bummed about it. I was so excited, and it was so fun to watch. My little girl, my little baby.
Like bond and do stuff.
Bond and have a friend mm-hmm. and all of a sudden do those things that I remember doing. And
yes.
I remember being so excited about your first middle school dance.
Well, and also.
And about being like all of those feelings and all of those things about getting dressed up and doing whatever right. it is. Like, it's such a great experience to be present for. Mm-hmm. Minus all of the bullshit that goes along with it. But that's just sort of par for the course. But those little moments of brief joy that you know,
yes.
that we always talk about in parenting. That's like. 85% bullshit, and then there's like 50% that's just awesome.
Well, this
and
is,
this was that moment of
this
watching
is when
your
they
kid kind
also
of spread their
bond
little wings
with
and,
their friends. Like right now is the age yeah. when your friends become like your life,
uh-huh.
right? Like that's
yes.
the thing. You, I remember that as
remember that
age. Like
and
your
I
friends
think,
become everything.
I feel like my mom took that a little more personally.
Oh, mine did too.
Shocking. And it wasn't right. And it wasn't personal, mom. I love you.
I have nothing to say.
Because she's listening. No, but it's true.
Right.
And I think it's for some parents, it's harder than others, especially because my mom and I were so close. Mm-hmm. And then she drove me to set every day and I was an only child mm-hmm. and all this stuff. So we were really close. But watching your kid sort of separate from you a little bit, as hard as it is, I find to be a really exciting period of their life. Because it's like watching them being like, okay, it's like watching the little bird about to go out of the nest. You're
yeah.
like, okay, they're flapping their little wings. Like, they're probably going to fall, but they're, you know.
Right.
But you get so excited to see them even standing on the ledge and like trying.
I had to actually like reach out to their dad.
I mean, I'm not actually excited when my children are standing on ledges and trying things, but yeah, no.
Yeah.
Chloe, I meant it
Chloe Hoyle did that. Chloe, if you're listening, I remember when you got in trouble for that. I had to reach out.
I used to stand up on top of the
stairs. Me too.
Yeah.
I had to write their dad and remind him because he, you know, I think it's harder in a way for dads to see their
for
girls
sure.
grow up. And I had to remind him and be like, hey, like you got, I know, you know, you have her every other weekend, but like if she wants to do a sleepover or go to the mall with her friends, like you can't say no just because it's your parenting time. Like this is
part of the deal. They
like, this is where
right.
we go, you know? And that was the thing of watching Chloe and her, and Harper like bond so fast as girls in, you know, right. And it was just like, and plus I love Lori and David so much. Right. So just seeing our kids together was super awesome. But they were just at one point, so we went to Universal, we were in Universal all day, right? We let them go and kind of run amok and do whatever, and we meet them places because mm-hmm. they were kind of like, yeah, we don't need to be with you. And then unless we were on a scary ride, and then they all like freaked out and needed to sit with us.
Right.
But we went to dinner after that. After Universal, we were like all met up and had Mexican food. And at one point, Chloe was like, "Where's the bathroom?" And you know, Harper's like, "Oh, back
I gotta
there.
Go too." Right.
Well, though Chloe's like, "Don't you want to come with me?" And so she's like, "Okay." So they take off to the bathroom and they're gone for like however long. First of all, some dudes were apparently like talking to them as they wait for the bathroom, which they come back and tell us. But then they come back and like they have this whole little inside joke, which there's it was still going on in my house, where Chloe and Harper just look at each other and they're like, "Hey, yo, poop check." For no, and then they just fall apart like laughing. Poop check.
Okay.
And so, and then the little ones are doing it too. Like, not that Ryder's little, but they're both doing right. it, even though they don't even know the joke, but they're like, yo, poopy check. Yeah, Harper now has taken that voice, like Chloe's voice, into her friends. And like, you know what I mean? It's like, you got the cool girl exactly. that you were hanging out with, and now you can kind of steal that and like show other people. So now her friends are like doing stuff.
Oh,
that
my boyfriend's family came over, and his brother has three boys.
Right.
Who are very similar in age to Zoe and B, and then there's the little one who's five. But it was so fun to watch them sort of all get together and fall into, you know, like I said, there's something really exciting about watching your kids blossom into who they're going to become.
Yes.
And enjoying it, because so often it's not an enjoyable experience.
Yeah.
Like taking Zoe to the dance, I was going to fucking kill her. I was going to kill her. I think I left you a voice memo and I was like, this fucking game. So let me tell you, but before, you know, all this gushing about how great it is, I was ready to punch her in the throat.
Yeah, you didn't really say why. You were just like, I'm going to throw her
because
out of the car.
Because she tried to sneak her phone. Zoe. I've been letting her have it a little bit more, you know, here and there. But after some things that happened in school, she knew she wasn't supposed to have it,
mm-hmm.
but she had a little purse. And see, I'm not dumb.
They really think we are.
She thinks I'm dumb.
They all think we are.
So we're sitting in the car and she's with her friend. I mean, it's fine. She's got her purse on. I'm like, So as we're driving, I go, Zoe, what do you got in your purse? Just benign question, you know. She's like, oh, I've got a lip gloss and, you know, like a hair thing and my $5 and, you know, and a hairbrush. And that's it. And I was like, oh, okay. What about your phone?
Oh, damn.
And she was like, I mean, yeah, well, yeah. I and I was like, okay, cool. You can hand that over now. Oh my God. Mom, you can't even. Okay. You know what? Fine. What if I die? What if
I
get kidnapped and die because someone abducts me from the dance and I don't have my phone, then I guess just bye then. Okay, so bye.
Were you like, yeah, but your phone is worth something. So at least
What I told her, I said, oh my God. First of all, stop. Second of all, no one's going to come abduct you from the bathroom at the dance. You're on school on a locked campus. But what if they do? I said, then don't be an idiot and use the buddy system. What if me and my friend die? I said, then it's just a big dude to begin with, and you're kind of shit out of luck, aren't you? All of that being said.
You untie her ropes. She'll untie her ropes.
Yeah, I said, that being said, you're not taking your phone with you.
Oh.
So I'm just going to like die then. Like, I'm just going to be dead. That's what she kept saying. Should be dead then. Okay, cool. So just like, bye. Like, I guess that's fine. I guess you just, and I was like, I said,
wow.
Stop being manipulative. I'm not being manipulative. I'm just saying. I said, I'm going to tell you what the definition of manipulative is. It is using something against someone that you know is going to specifically hurt them enough that they will give you what you want.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't care. So you're not getting your phone. It's not happening. And I said, you know what? You're not going to die. And if someone, if that happens, then I was wrong. Oh my God. I said, that's not going to happen. I said, it was a joke. It's not going to happen. No, you're going to be fine.
Rachel's laughing in the other room.
Right.
All right, Jody, I've been meaning to talk to you about something that's really been bothering me.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like you show your love for me in ways that are tangible, and I would like you to.
So you're saying you need a hug?
No, I'm saying that I need a love book, which I think I have dropped hints like bombs over the last few weeks.
Oh, I love love books, though. Yeah. I mean, I haven't given you one, but I love them.
Yeah, I would love them, too, if you gave me one. And you know why? Because you could make it completely customizable just about the reasons that you love me. Because anyone can do that if they get a love book.
That's true.
Yeah, users can create characters that look just like themselves down to the outfits and the accessories. You can make a character that looks like you and like me and then show me how much you love me. And tell me that on each personalized page that you can create with just a few clicks online, you know.
So, okay, so I get it. You're telling me it's easy. I can tell you how much I love you. I can make little characters that look just like us.
Exactly.
I hear you.
Listen, and you don't need an occasion, although something like Valentine's Day or my birthday, which is in July, you know, I'm not saying that I need it in July, but I would love one at some point from you. You can give it any time to anybody because they're always actually for other people. And you can even save money because now they have a membership program and you'll save immediately on your purchase today and get 50% off of future purchases.
So you can make one for your kids, for your, you know, boyfriend, your girlfriend, right. Your husband, your wife, your podcast wife, right. You know, whatever.
Yes, your Got best it. Friend looking yep. at you right now, staring at you across the mic, but whatever, it's fine. If anybody out there wants to make a love book for their best friend and possible podcast host, then visit lovebookonline.com/say this to receive a special 20% off discount only for our listeners. Again, Jody, listen up. lovebookonline.com/say this to receive a special 20% off discount only for our listeners.
Wait, when's your birthday again?
July.
So wait, did she die?
Huh?
She didn't die.
No, she survived. Shocking. She survived and had a good time.
Oh,
you know
wow.
why? Because she wasn't on her phone the whole time. She was like, well, how am I going to get pictures? I said, you know what you're going to do? Your friends are going to have their phones. I know it because all your little friends are on their phones. So take your phone 6 months from now, whenever you get it back, if you get it back, and they can send you all those pictures.
Yeah.
I said, and you get to be present and have fun for the night without being on your phone the whole time and just stick with a buddy that has a phone so you don't die in the bathroom.
So you don't get abducted.
Right, so you get abducted.
By Moaning Myrtle from Harry Potter, who's right. living in the like, bathroom. What the fuck?
Right. Just don't say Candyman in the mirror 3 times. You'll be fine. Like, I mean, it was that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But, and so, and as we're, and her friend's in the car the whole time. Right? And I'm going like full on.
You were embarrassing her.
I don't give a shit. And I said, I am so sorry that you have to be present for me yelling at her because she doesn't seem to understand what the rules are, but I don't hold anything back, so you just get to be witness to her getting parented.
Ouch.
And her friend was like, it's fine. This happens at home too. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, all moms are a little crazy.
Yeah. Well, listen,
and
that's so,
and
like
we
what
pull up to the dance, and I just, she gets up,
the water buffalo.
Out of the car, right, yeah, and just, you know, slams her, whatever, mom, whatever. And I was like, bye, see you later.
Have fun at the dance.
Yeah, and I will tell you, I picked him up, we get in the car, she's immediately like, oh my God, I had so much fun, and this happened, and that happened, and there was a fight, and then, going on the whole thing, and we get home, and she goes, and... By the way, mom, I'm really sorry that I had an attitude earlier. Like, that was not cool. I knew I wasn't supposed to have my phone. And I acted really mean. And I'm really sorry because I had a really great time. And I'm sorry.
Good for
and
her.
I said, good job, Zoe.
She's really good at that. I always notice that she does that. Yeah.
You know what? An hour later, like, and she goes, I was just disappointed. I really wanted it. And I said, I get it. You were disappointed. You were mad. You're allowed to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
I said, just try not to be shitty about it. And I said, but I'm glad you understand why. You can have it. What happened, you know, this week at school and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't have the phone. She was like, yeah, no, I get it. I was like, great.
My God. The phone, yeah. I mean, the phone is like the bane of my existence. Also, this is what Harper started to do with me is like she watches all these TikTok videos that she thinks are fucking hilarious.
Oh my God. If I have to watch somebody on Vine one more time on YouTube, I'm going to lose my mind.
Here's the problem. None of them are actually funny when she
Some
shows them
Some of them are
me.
Maybe the first time.
No,
maybe the first time.
She gets to like the fourth one and like then I kind of giggle and then I'll be like, oh, send me that one. But for the most part, she's like, look, look at this guy. He picked his nose and his dog was watching.
Right.
And she's like falling apart laughing. And then I'm just staring at her and she's like, oh,
Mom, you still don't even think anything is funny. I don't even know if you're funny anymore. Like, that's not even, I'm like, Harper, it's not funny. And she's like, okay, but look at this one. Look at this one. It's a banana.
Right.
And then the guy comes in and he sits on the banana. Right. And I'm like, oh my God, like, it's not fucking funny. Like, that's not funny. Right. And she's like, you know what? You're just old. And I'm like, fuck you. You're right. I am fucking old. Shut up. Like, I know.
We're not cool anymore, Sylvia.
No, I was.
Our musical tastes never cool.
Suck.
All the, like, any old school hip hop that I try and get the kids on, I'm like, yep, let's not listen to this shit. Like, here's some good hip hop. Here's some, like, Tribe Called Quest and this and that. And they're like, this is weird. I don't like it.
My kids will sing the entire Paul Revere with me from the Beastie Boys. That is one thing I will say. We can all sing that.
Beastie
Boys is about it for me.
Musical taste.
Yeah.
Clothing taste. Television shows. Humor. I'm so not cool.
No, I'm not anymore. Either. But I
and
do.
And I'm so okay with that.
Yeah, me too. I don't care. Like, not even a little bit do I care. I do like finding new music, like, from her.
I thought you were going to say Finding Nemo.
No, I mean, if I could find Nemo, that'd be fantastic.
And then you're like, you know what I do like is Finding Nemo. I do. Oh my God, me too. Oh,
I do. Well, I think we're both like Dory at this point, so it's fine. Every day is a new fucking day.
I'm going to lose my train of thought again, and then we're going to have, yeah.
Then
I'm Dory.
We just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming. Fine. Just keep swimming.
It's on wheels. Ooh. Sorry. I just had to throw
escape.
My mom in.
Escape.
I do love that movie.
Just like Escape.
You know what I just realized is that, so that you said something about Billie Eilish, who I love, and I'm so happy that, you know, I've gotten into her music because of Harper, and Joseph Arthur is another one that Chloe just got me into, Hoyle, and, but it was so funny because Harper and I were talking about a Billie Eilish, and she's like, yeah, Dad doesn't like her. Like, he doesn't think she's good. And I was like, what? Has he listened to her? She's like, she goes, yeah. He like was like, I don't want to listen to her because I don't really feel like, you know, I need to kill myself today. And I was like, just realized that I'm going to bring it full circle. Billie Eilish is apparently Sinead O'Connor for my ex-husband to that's their dad. He's worried that Billie Eilish, don't ban all the incense. Get rid of all the candles.
First things first.
First off.
All the incense and candles have got to go.
Because that is the
mark.
That's
where the real danger is. She could try and smoke it. I bet that's what her and Chloe were doing in the bathroom. I'm sure. Smoking incense.
Yes. And listening to Billie Eilish. Boopy check. That was what it was. I have no idea what that means still.
Yep. Zoe has made up her own language.
What?
That's another middle school thing that they like to do. Like, it's like slang words. I couldn't tell you what they are. All I know is I keep forgetting them because she'll say them to me and I'm like, huh? She's like, Mom, remember I texted you like all my language words and like that's the language that I made up. And I was like,
what? Yes. She made up a language?
It's not really a language. Wait. It's just like adjectives. Like, I don't know.
Wait,
I wish I could describe it better, but it's like, you know, instead of like pretty, you say, you know, party. I don't know.
What?
It's like shit like that where it's like switching of words and it's like pig Latin a little bit, sort of, kind of.
Oh my God. See, I can't even remember actual words.
Exactly. This is the point. I need to just remember real words. I can't have time to be switching them out.
No.
Replacing them.
Wait, do you know that, did I even tell you that Chloe went into Lori's phone at one point and changed a bunch. You know how you can like make shortcuts? So she changed a bunch of words. So there are times when Lori texts me things and it's like, she's like, yeah, I'll see you with my butt out, you know, and she's like, God damn it, like,
tomorrow.
And she's like, she made butt out into tomorrow, right. Like, it's all this stuff. And Lori,
apparently, my new nickname is butt butt.
Butt butt. Why are you butt butt?
I don't know. I'd like to think it's because I have an incredible ass, but I'm pretty sure that that's not it.
Wait, whose nickname is that for you?
Zoe.
Okay, I don't know that you need Zoe thinking you have an incredible ass.
No, I'm just telling myself that. No, I don't want Zoe thinking that. That would be weird. No, I'm just saying that it's just, hey, butt. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's cute.
It is cute.
Wait, so Harper, this is totally off. It's kind of a parenting fail, just because I don't know what happened.
What has happened to her?
Well, still the non, I don't know. Never know what we're doing.
Go
Wait, this Harper and I were talking about something, and I was trying to like do two things at once, and I was kind of, I think I was brushing my teeth.
Mistake.
Yeah, I was brushing my teeth, and she was in the kitchen, and so I was about to spit, but tried to say something to her. I think I said, get that for you or something.
Right.
Something like, I don't know what it was, but all of a sudden from the kitchen, she was like, you know, doing something. I see her head pop up and she goes, what? You want me to fuck you?
What?
And I went, yes. And I just fell. I go, what? And then she goes, what? What did you say? And we are just staring at each other like,
No, no.
And I didn't say that. Why would I ever say that? What are you talking about? And she's like, that's what I heard. And I was like, listen, I don't care what you heard.
That is never,
never
something amazing.
Ever say that to me again. Right. I don't even know where to go with that.
Right.
Other than, oh my God, I'm such a shitty fucking parent because I swear so much in front of them that my 13-year-old daughter literally looked at me and said, you want me to fuck you?
Right.
What
You're
the
like,
hell?
No, no, no.
Also, I'm never having
sex
again.
I just whispered fuck you under your breath. Right.
Yes. Like, right. Fantastic. So that was one of my, that was a little parenting,
fail. Today. Do we have any good parenting fails that our fantastic Never Nationers have
We do.
Us?
We have so much. You guys, we
also, I don't know why
you.
I said fantastic. Like I suddenly was in like a 40s Hollywood movie.
Well, before you fantastic. Go to, before you go to the Goodwill.
Oh, you I can wish see my you guys face right now. I'm mail. Glaring at her.
Yes, she is. All right. We have a lot of like different ones, here.
Well, if they were a lot of the same one, that would be unfortunate.
Well, shut the fuck up, you asshole. well, this one is titled, we have either mom fail.
Okay.
And we also, this one's titled fucking up the kids. So
oh,
since
let's
I just,
go with that one.
We gotta go with this
sure,
one, right?
Yeah.
All right, tonight my 12-year-old, I'm sorry, this is from Beth. Tonight my 12-year-old daughter told me, you're ruining my life.
Oh, that's perfectly appropriate. Perfect,
yeah.
This, yeah.
And I just picked this randomly. Because I'm too overprotective after I told her she shouldn't let boys play hit her. I'll be honest, it stung. I went to my room and I cried. She came in and she saw me crying and asked what was wrong. I told her she hurt my feelings and then she cried and apologized and said that she didn't know moms had feelings like that. Oh my God.
At all.
Or right. ever. I said, you're my first board and I'm still trying to figure it all out. I worry all the time that I'm fucking it up. She looked at me shocked and she said, what do you mean you don't know what you're doing?
You're like, oh, surprise.
Yeah.
None of us do.
Yeah, none of us do. And then she said, we hugged it out and it felt like a Full House Danny Tanner moment.
Aww.
Only with more cussing and no sappy soundtrack.
Well, then I applaud that. Yeah. That's good.
Anyway, thank you, Strong Mama Warriors, for your podcast.
Aww.
It makes me feel more normal.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? It's true. And again, we've talked about this, like sharing that with your kids, sharing where you're at, that you, like your humanity of parenting. You know, they don't need to know everything,
no.
every little panic, but sometimes they need to know, like, I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
Like, when I tell my kids that, like, I'm just doing my best.
I'm always like, I'm just trying to keep you alive.
Right. Because they kind of look at me like, oh, well, you are. Okay. That's it. Like,
this is your best,
right, this
though?
Is your, okay, well, I mean,
step
this
up,
is, if this is the best we're getting, then we're just going to kind of hold on to this.
Yes. Yeah. Like, sorry, yeah. guys, we tried.
Yep.
Oh, whatever.
Well,
we made it through an episode.
We made it through an episode. We made it through a middle school dance. Yep. We made it through a failed shopping experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really hoping that we, you know, I don't know.
That what, you're going to pack up stuff in Zoe's room and take it to the Goodwill. That's where you're going next.
That's
never.
That sounds completely legitimate. The Goodwill.
It's just Goodwill. Goodwill.
Gonna take
you
it
go
to
Goodwill.
I'm going to take it to the Goodwill.
It's like you're going to the good place. Like, that's what it sounds like.
You're, what?
I know. I'm going to the bad place.
Great. Yeah, you're going to go to the bathroom and you're not going to make it out because you don't have your phone.
I'll be killed.
That's it. Yeah.
Stay sexy and don't get murdered. Thank you. No, thank you.
Oh, yay.
I'm going to bring it back to them whenever I can.
So if you too want to share your parenting fails, good shopping places for middle school girls, how you too are fucking your children up.
Yeah.
Please hit us up on social media. We are Instagram and Facebook at Never Thought I'd Say This.
Mm-hmm. You did it.
Our email is neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
I'm so impressed right now.
Two seasons in, man. Fucking killing the game.
You got it.
Speaking of killing, remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audio Boom and Main Event Media.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.